We desire your prayers. Well, they said the afternoon service is about the hardest service to preach. And I realize all the good eating, that wind blowing like it's blowing, it will put you to sleep. But I'll ask that you try to stay awake just a little bit. And we'll try not to be long. Sometimes preachers say, I got a little thought, just won't be here long. I'm just saying we'll try our best not to. But we have a thought this afternoon. Scripture here in Proverbs, the third chapter. Appreciate being here in the meeting. Appreciate the word of the Lord this morning. I tell you, this is good eating to me. And I'm thankful that, you know, driving the distance is not wasted. Not when you come hungry and you want to eat. So we're thankful that we have the Lord to help us out. But there's a scripture just want to share with us a little bit this afternoon. In the third chapter of Proverbs, somebody can read verse 25, please.
Be not afraid of sudden fear.
All right. Now, I've read over this chapter many, many times, seemed like. And it seemed like on prayer service night the other night, this kind of stood out. There was praying. I was reading my Bible. And after I finished praying, it seemed like the Lord began to deal with me to look a little bit in the scripture while prayer was going on. And I thought, and this scripture stood out. It says, be not afraid of sudden fear.
Neither of the desolation of the wicked
when it cometh.
The Lord shall be thy confidence.
For the Lord shall be thy confidant
and
shall keep thy feet from being taken. Now, I tell you, I like that. We're going to talk just a little bit this afternoon about some sound things. Something that's sound. Now, that's sound. That sound right there, that's without any flaws and without a defect. That's a promise from God. It says, it tells me, be not afraid of sudden fears. See? And even of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy confidant. Praise the Lord. And what else to say? And shall keep thy foot from being taken. Now, we are being bombarded on all sides of faith in God. I had somebody say to me one time, said, why are we not seeing a lot of miracles and healing going on? And I thought about it. I looked over there at Brother John Cleveland. That's a miracle right there. That's a miracle right there. God is still doing miracles. He's still doing healings. It's just what kind of place are we in to receive it? See, we got to be in a place. So brother said something this morning about if we all in here were spiritual, what would happen? This little building couldn't stand. This thing would blow clean off the top. If everyone in here was in the spiritual place that they're supposed to be in, you walk in this thing, it'll shake. Be scared. The sinners will be scared to come in. Is it going to fall on me? Come on in, brother. Praise be to God. See? Lord, help you and I.
That's right.
We have to be in a place to receive what God is trying to put in that thing.
Yeah.
They say something about putting new wine in old bottles. What happened to it? Blow it up. Can't hold it. But if you and I'm talking about today being sound in our faith, sound in where I am, sound in what I'm standing for, sound in what I believe. I believe what brother was saying this morning. Yes, we need to be sound in it. He said something about, he don't know if he'll get back to another Monarch meeting, but I'm trusting he does. But even if he don't, he said he will leave something with it. You know, we're going to have to be sound in faith through on out. When sudden fears come, we're going to have a lot of those. I see young people now getting married, and some of them, I trust the Lord, you're praying through and have prayed through, because if you haven't prayed through, that can be a 70, 80 year mistake. That's a long time, isn't it? May God help you and I. But I want to say this afternoon, that when sudden fear coming, and when you look at them little ones, and when you really need something from God, see, when sudden fear is coming, you and I can't trust God when we're up and down, when we're nervous, and when we're afraid. You can't trust God like that. But we're going to need to stand steady and say, you know, I remember what my grandparents taught. I remember what was handed down to me, and I believe it today too. You know, in the foregoing scriptures here, it said, trust in the Lord how? With all thine heart. And what else does it say don't do? Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways. And what he going to do? You believe it thou this? Yea, Lord. I believe it just like that. Just simple-minded enough to believe it just like that. Sound in faith. Something that's sound. See, the devil comes along and he says to you and I, he said, well, what you going to do with this? Now, you and I can sit up there and hold him a conversation if you want. My wife told me one day, she said, the devil ain't going to do you no favors. Amen, that's true. We can sit up there and hold him a conversation and reason with him, well, I'm going to try this, and if this don't work, what you going to do here? I know what I'm going to do. Praise God, see? Somebody said, well, you can die. Bless God, what are you living for? Amen. Lord, help you and I. When it comes down to dying, we get afraid. Well, why don't we live a while we're living? Let's live for God like we're supposed to. And when dying time comes, then we'll die. But until then, let's start living. Let's trust God just like he says, just like the Word teaches you and I. Let's go ahead and trust him. Amen. Lord, help us. I believe it like this. Had an old lady, a little old lady, stood up one day in service, and LaRonja and I were there. She said, 60 years I have not taken even a BC powder. Ooh, what did you say? 60 years? I'm just getting started, brother. I said, wait a minute now. You teaching me something here. 60 years, and you haven't did nothing? Nothing but trust God. See, that's the kind of, I've been going around telling some of the older folks, you need to testify more. Amen. We'll sit down on these testimonies and just hold them, and the young folks coming up, they ain't hearing much. We want to hear something. Get up and tell it like it is. Amen. Lord help us. That is why my faith when you get up talking about you haven't taken nothing in 60 years. You mean to tell me your head been hurting? Well, sure it has. Amen. Haven't taken anything. Amen. 60 years. And I start counting. What does that say? I've got a long time to go here. I better get down into something here now. I better get a hold of God and ask God, Lord, I want you to strengthen my faith. I want you to strengthen me, Lord. I want you to help me right through here. We're going to have to be sound when it comes down talking about being faith, have faith in God, because the scripture said, without faith, what? It's impossible to please him. So I'm going to have faith. Now, how come we're not seeing much healings anymore? I'm going to tell you something. You and I got to get to the place where our eyes are open that we can see some more. Amen. Lord, help us. What do you want to see? I want to see some healing. All right. Do you believe? Well, I'm trying to. Don't get it. Do you believe? Yes, Lord. Then you'll see. Amen. I like the way Jesus did it. According to your faith, so be it unto you. Can't put nothing on him, could you? Couldn't come back and say, well, Jesus, you didn't have faith. The ministers must be don't have faith. I don't know what's wrong with the ministry. According to your faith, my child. According to your faith, you believe it? Here the man stand and said, what do you want? I want my hands. You can get it. Ask for it. Want my hand. There it is. Listen, folks. According to our faith, how we can get in a place to receive what God has for us is going to determine whether we get it or not. And we'll go around and say, well, ministers, I don't know what they're doing. Praying and looking to God. What do you think we're doing? Asking the Lord to help you get the place so we can all get there and get some help for what we need. Amen. Lord, help us right through here. I've heard folks say that. They want the preacher to do all the praying. They want the preacher to do all the fasting for them. And they lay back and do nothing, take it easy. I still got the pain. You'll have it too. Praise be to God until we can get down to business to get down with God and say, yes, Lord, I believe. Help my mind unbelief. That's what needs some help now, see? Oh, God, help us. Oh, Lord, listen. Sudden fears. We don't need to be disturbed when sudden fears come. We get all uneasy and, well, and you know, here comes somebody in the house all the time going to look around and say, my, what's wrong with you? And that the devil takes that and he goes farther with it, doesn't he? And everything is cancer. Every little bump, every little this, everything is cancer. I've never seen so many cancers in all the days of my life. All kinds. And when you say cancer to some folks, they say, uh-oh. Well, what do you mean, uh-oh? You remember the little servants over there, this fellow had leprosy? Said, oh, I wish you was over there. I know somebody. I know some people over there. All they got to do is pray for you. The man of God down there lay hands on you. Where is that? Over there where those folks serve God. Can you see why it's important for us to get in the place where we need to be? Can you see why it's so important when folks go to appointing people this way, we're going to have to be able to be in a place to receive the power. Yeah. Somebody said, Lord, I want some more power. I want power. And the Lord said, give me you. Give me you. Power, Lord, give me you. He got to have something to put the power into. He needs a vessel. He needs you and I that he can get that power to us. We figure sometimes I just want power. What are you going to do with all the power when you get it? Sometimes people try to buy it. Can't buy this. But it comes through the Holy Ghost, you and I living close to God and getting in a place where when these things come about, oh, Lord, help us. And you know the prayer I pray is just a simple prayer. Sometimes, you know, we get to call, oh, and I, one place there was a fellow beating on the desk and he was beating so hard he kind of frightened me. I was wondering what's going on. We don't have to get God's attention like that. It's simple prayer. The person that's being prayed for is faithful. Get a hold of this one. The person that's being prayed for is faithful, married up, living for God. The person that's praying, married up, living for God and faithful. What do you got? Amen. That's what you got. When that prayer goes up and come back down, they're jumping around hollering. Praise God. See? Oh, God, help us. Sound. We're talking about soundness. I believe the gospel worked just like it worked before. Paul come through preaching. Fella been lame, ain't able to walk. And then what all of a sudden half ankle bones start to get together and up he jumps. And I'm going to tell you something else. When God does something for you and I, we need to tell it. They want to know, well, what happened over here? Ask him. He started jumping. He jumped, so he jumped right on in church. Still jumping. I would have to ask him, brother, will you please hold your seat there? We've got to go on with the service. Praise God. Listen, folks. He's just bouncing and springing. He's happy. See? Oh, God, help you and I. We'll get a blessing. Somebody come on and say, how was your day? Oh, what day? Oh, God, help you and I. We've got to enjoy this thing. What would happen if every one of us the rest of the week will not have one complaint? Huh? Think about that a minute. I don't care how hot it gets. Now, listen now. Oh, keep them fans working, see? Listen, may God help you and I. Listen, folks. What would happen if we all didn't have one complaint for the rest of the week? I believe, I tell you, the Holy Ghost will have something to work with you, wouldn't you? Oh, God, help us. Ask somebody, say, well, how you doing? I'm holding on. Quit holding on and start standing. Lord, help you and I. Being faithful, folks. We're talking about something sound. Sound in our faith. And I have to say, we've been kind of doing this. The devil been kind of beating us up pretty bad. Every little thing come around. I don't know what it is. I thought about going to see about it, but I don't know. See about what? See about what? You know the average time when I go see about something, or if you go see about something, you have heart trouble? Amen. You were it all together, and when you leave here, it's not that that took you out. It's your heart that gave out. Stress on every hand. mental stress. And that's where the devil try to get you. Why don't we just do it like we always been taught to do it? Look into the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah, Lord. You know about this bump. You know about this knot, and it's yours. Amen. Lord, help us here. Can we believe it just like that? Simple. Very simple. And I believe when you and I can stay with that simple faith and simple trust and simple belief in God, I tell you, it'll do a whole lot for us. Oh, listen. When sudden fears come, and you young people, a lot of you just get married, some plan to be married. I'm going to tell you something. You better get a hold of something now. Get a hold of something solid now. Because the baby's going to have fevers. And they're going to have this. And they're going to have that. And the preacher's going to be out of town. And you're sitting getting upset with him. He can't never be home. Well, you just don't get upset with him. You better know God. What would happen if he died? Be down at the graveyard if you hadn't left us. Listen, folks, Jesus is the one that's going to deal and work with you and I. Amen. I know some of you preachers no doubt got some of the congregation upset with you because you're gone. When they thought you should have been there, you were gone. Amen. You can say amen to it. It's all right. Praise God. You know what I'm talking about. You got some just congregation just desire you know you need to be here. You don't need to be gone. You need to be right here. Well, now God does things a little bit different, doesn't he? Yeah. Jesus saying, the Holy Ghost walking around saying, I'm here. But I want him. I'm here. What can he do without the Holy Ghost anyway? Hey, man, Lord, help you and I. When sudden fears come, you find yourself getting shaky. You find yourself getting nervous, heart skipping beats. You can't trust God like that. When decision time come to be made, you may make the wrong decision. So we need to get it down in our heart's mind now what I'm going to do that I'll know how to answer later on. Sound in faith. Is this right? Does this sound like it's right? See, I didn't know how to trust God when I got saved. I was taught. Y'all taught me. Every time somebody pop up and testify, you taught me. Now, if I see you go back and take something, I got a problem. I got a real problem. You didn't taught me to trust, and then you going to stop trusting. No. Lord, help us. That's just like trying to bag out of a marriage, isn't it? Can't bag out this, brother. You hooked up now. Hey, man, Lord, help us. Sound. We're talking about sound. Well, brother so-and-so died. Praise the Lord. Hey, amen. Who's next? Oh, God, help us. But I believe if we start living, we have less time to think about dying. Just start enjoying the very thing that God has for us to enjoy. Sometimes I don't believe we get down to the depths of the enjoyment that we're supposed to get down to. I don't believe we get down there. Listen, folks, Jesus is able. I thought about even here. When it got down to Peter and him enjoying the thing, the Lord told Peter, he said, go on over there and go fishing. The first fish you catch. Now, how about that one? First fish you catch, open his mouth, get the money, go pay the taxes. Now, you know the devil goes along there too, doesn't he? Here you out here going to catch a fish and look in his mouth. What are you doing? I'm looking for the money. I'm just like Jesus said. I'm looking for the money. And Peter would have went over that doubting and all one thing and another. I don't even know if he'd have found what he was looking for. But he went looking because the Lord told him to go. Go over there and look in the first fish you catch and look in his mouth, get the money, and go pay the tax. Can we believe it like that? Lord, help you and I. You know, we get to the place and my little check didn't come. I get nervous. What am I going to do? They know they shouldn't do me this way. Well, what are they doing to you? God just trying to build up our faith. When everything around us crumble and fall, I got to be standing when the smoke clear. I want Jesus to be there. I want the Lord to be there, see? I can't depend on all this other stuff anyway. I remember one time anyway, before in 65, before I was saved, I was at the doctor's office laying up in the hospital and five fellows around me shaking their head and nobody knew what they're doing. I got a problem with that. I slipped out the hospital and they never went back. That's why I got where I am now. Amen. I never went back. Slipped out of there and thrown the card away and had braces in my mouth and got them took out somewhere else. And I ain't going back. Five, you mean five of y'all? None of you don't know it. Everybody shaking their head. What you think? I don't know. Man, let me out of here. But I'm going to somebody that know what's happening now. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, it's sound in faith. I believe it just like it is. I believe it just like it is. If you're going to trust God, trust God. If you're not going to trust Him, give it all up. Because trusting God comes with the package. It comes with the whole package of salvation. You try to preach salvation and leave off divine healing and trust in God, you don't have it. You don't have it. It's the whole package. It all comes together. Catch that fish and take it out of his mouth. Peace of mind. That's quite a thing. I have to admit, it's some things that I read is just, Lord, that's all right. Help me to trust you more. Can you see why the disciples, when they was following around, they said, Lord, increase our faith? Lord, increase our faith. Well, now there's another one it's hard to look into and get a hold of, but the Lord's right there over in Mark, the second chapter. Somebody begin reading it at verse 1. Talking about some sound things. When he entered into Capernaum, after some days, now listen to this. They only just heard that he was in the house. Now, Lord, help us to love the gospel like this. He heard that he was in the house. What happened? Straightway, they didn't have to say we're going to have a revival. Straightway, many gathered together. Now, how do you like that one? In so much it didn't have enough room to receive all of it. They just heard that he was in the house. You know, when the preacher gets to preaching and laying down the truth, you don't have to worry about that kind of thing, do they? We don't have to worry about it. It don't have enough space to get them all in. Our prayer service tells that, doesn't it? The Lord help you and I. I'm kind of like Brother Samuel said this morning. Yeah, just going to say it anyway. We need to get a hold of God even more. But think about this now. Here Jesus in this on the scene. And so many folks just hear it there, pressed on it. Just, and God don't have room but to get them all in. Now watch this, read. And he preached the word unto them. Read. Now I thought about this as we was praying this morning. Many times these altars lined up and people want to be healed and people want to be touched, and I'm thankful that you and I can trust God. But yet, we're going to have faith in God. He that is praying and he that is receiving prayer. It's got to hook up. It's got to hook up, and when it hooks up right, the answer there. The answer there. See? All right, read. Now, just picture this in your mind this evening. When you're talking about being faithful, just believe God is able to do it. When these folks, some of them couldn't get close to him because of the press. Read. Now, wait a minute. This is just going too far. Will you go that far? Will I go that far? Get up on the rooftop. Uncover the roof. Now, brother, this is just going way out, isn't it? This just really believe who? I believe that fella in there can do something. So I'm going to look further. Many times you and I, if we're going to be spiritual, if you please, you and I are going to have to press right across some things that looks like it's going the other way. A lot of folks hit a big thing and they stop. Well, can't go no further. I'm going back the other way. Lord, help you and I. These fellas couldn't get in, had a friend that was sick, couldn't get in, and I'm not going to let this stop me. People everywhere trying to can't get in here. What are we going to do now, brother? Let's get up on top of the house. Brothers, you lost your mind. How are we going to get this fella in this bed up there, too? We're going to get him up there. Somebody said, well, they might have had short houses. I don't know how tall they were. They had some tall fellas back there, too. They got up on top of the house. I want us to get this picture in our mind just for a little bit this evening. See? Look how far they went. Look how far. When you and I meet the conditions, God will meet us there. They went a little bit farther now. I'm not, well, let's go back tomorrow. No. We ain't going back tomorrow. What are we going to do? Let me get that bucket over there. You get that can. Come on. Stack it up here. You give me that part of the bed. I can just see him in my mind. Pushing and hurry up. Here we go. Got him up on top of the house and it still didn't stop. Well, we got him up here. It's hot up here. I know it is. Bless God. Could have been raining. Didn't say, did it? So we can just kind of picture in our mind what kind of day it was. Do you think the devil will give us a good day? Huh? He's trying to discourage us. Do you think he's going to give us a good day? Weather just right? No, he's not going to do it. And you and I lay back and say, well, it's too hot. It's too this. It's too that. If I'm going to be spiritual, I'm going to have to press to be spiritual. If I'm going to get a hold of God, I'm going to have to press across feelings and everything to get the answer. I want something, Lord, and I know you have it, and I want something from you. He that cometh to God must first what? Believe he is God, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How about that one? See, he gets on top of the house. What did he do now? What did he do? Now, I wondered if they peeped down to see exactly where Jesus was through them cracks. But they uncovered it. Can you imagine this, folks? I got a real blessing out of this when I got a hold of it. They uncovered. Look at the faith in these fellas that God is able to heal this fella. And you know if they're going all the way with him, he's willing to go too. He's laying in that bed and said, come on. He's rooting them on. Come on, brother. I know he can heal me too. Uncovered the house where he was. And what did he do now? Broke it up. And I know no doubt somebody down there saying, what they doing up there? Why don't y'all get down? The devil is like that, folks. He'll make you feel so humiliated, like you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't testify. You shouldn't tell it. You know you can't speak well, and you know you talk too long. I'll have to admit, you can cut it short, but get down to the point anyway. Amen. Lord, help you and I. See? See, may God help us. The devil is discouraging like that. He'll discourage every one of us. We're talking about sound and faith. We need to tell it everywhere we go. We can tell, like the brother said, we can tell about the fish stirred and that fish study getting longer all the time. Well, I call it a big one. See? We can tell about these old fish stirred and one thing and another. But, oh, my God. I wish you was over here. I know somebody over there can heal you. I know somebody over there can save you. I know somebody that can deliver you. See what I'm talking about? But this blessed my soul, and I've read it over and over again, but it seemed like it just stood out. After they got up on top of the roof, they broke it up. Took the tiling up. Now, it takes some effort for that, brother. It takes some extra effort. You know, we got to put forth an extra effort if we're going to see Jesus. Huh? How many of us just love to be in prayer service? You have to raise your hand. But I want you, I'm giving you some thought. We find more excuses sometimes, or just prayer service. Didn't tell me? Oh, it's raining. I can't get out. And I know, maybe some excuses for some. But we got young folks now talking about it's raining. Amen. I wonder if we was all didn't have these cars we got. How long would it take us to get to Monarch from Louisiana? On horseback. Quite a time, wouldn't it, Brother Ed? We have to start out way, way ahead of time to get you from me. And get up here just the same. That's all right? Oh, God, help us. I believe when we love God like he says, love him, we get some answers. You know what I'm talking about? I love him like he says, not like I want. Because I'm a loving, you know, and when things get hot, you know, if I'm not careful, I kind of scoot back a little bit. But love him like he said, love him. The day you seek me with your whole heart, now that's the day I'll be found of you. When you seek me with all of your heart, all of your desires, you come to me that way, and I can't help but answer. I'll be right there for you. But this extra effort that these fellows taken broke up the tile. I don't know how you look at it. But when I get to deal with these kind of thoughts and looking at this, and I know how it is to break up tile. I know how hard it is. It's a job to break all this up. But then they broke it up. Now get this. Let me set the stage for you, if you please. After they break all this stuff up, somebody got to have some rope or something to lower this fella down. Now watch this. Read. I had a thought like this. Here Jesus teaching a Bible study. And here comes this bed. Right down in front of him. And he looks up on him and said, take up your bed and walk. He's teaching a class. You in the way. Get up, get out. Amen. The healing virtue come down, touch him. All the faith they had already exercised. Jesus didn't have to ask him anymore, where's your faith? He already saw it. Get up and get out. Teaching the class. I got to go. Hey, man, Lord, help us. That fellow got his little stuff up and was healed and took off. Glory, hallelujah. Folks, I believe it just like this. Lots of times we won't get what we're looking for because we don't press the issue. We don't press the issue. And then I've had folks come back and ask me, are you praying? You still praying? Yes, I'm still praying. What you doing? What are you doing? Am I praying for you and me too? What are you doing? How much do you want help? How much are you fasting about the matter? How much are you laboring before God about the matter? Can you see the extra effort that was put forth here? How much effort do we? It's hard for us to wait on the answer. It takes a whole lot of effort to wait, doesn't it? To wait on the answer. Oh, listen. I got a real, but we're talking about sound. We're talking about sound and faith. I believe when the gospel hit those towns, folks was being healed just like they was being healed. But you know something? If you look and follow this whole thing up, a lot of people was more spiritual. And in the place that they were supposed to be in, God can back it up. The Lord help you and I. Sound in faith. What are we going to tell our children? Now, you take, they call it, what you call that age? The baby boomer? I guess that's us, isn't it? We're in that age, 40-something years old. But now they got the other generation that come behind that. Now, if we don't tell our children what God is able to do and what he has done, what are they going to tell their children? Can you see how it'll get away? And if you older one don't testify what God has done, how are we going to know what he's able to do? Now, I'm not talking about just rattling off. You know. Somebody say, well, I got 10 things to tell. Try telling one on Wednesday night. Try telling one on Sunday night. In the sense, I'm just using this as a guideline to show you something. By the time you tell all 10 of them, you have 10 more things to tell. God studied blessing you. You'll get a blessing in telling it, and I'm getting a blessing in hearing it. But if I get it and tell all 10 tonight, the one that maybe was supposed to hear it wasn't there. Amen? Oh, God, help us. Sound. Over in Titus, they tells us about what the older ones need to be doing. Is that correct? Let's read it. I don't want to get in trouble about reading it. I can read the Bible. It's in the Bible, we can read it. Is that right? Amen. Read it over there. Speak thou the things which become what? Sound doctrine. Is this sound when they let that man down in there? Is that sound? Is that sound that Naaman got healed? Is it sound that Jesus is able to save and deliver? That's sound, isn't it? And our experiences are going to have to be sound, because that's the best thing that I can just about tell anybody what God did for me. Now watch this. Read. You know, Lord help me. Age men be sober. Lord, help us right through here now. Got to be more sober, isn't it? That's sound, isn't it? I didn't say being in a straitjacket, but it said be sound. Be sound in what? Sound in faith, sound in doctrine. Lord, help us. You ever had anybody wear on you? Oh, I know. What happened? Sometimes I have to go back to God now, and I have to ask God for extra grace. See? I have to get extra grace. Sometimes you got some folks wear you down. Wear you down. But God, I have to get extra faith, Lord, extra patience. Oh, God, help us. We're talking about things that are sound. Aged men, what it says, be sober. Read on. All right, read. Now, we're talking about sound things. Aged women, it said, likewise. Just like that before, you do the same. Amen. We talk about a lot more things than we need to talk about sometimes. And when you finish it, you ever been to talk about somebody that really didn't get no edification out of what you're saying? You went off and you felt bad. I don't know about you. I feel just, I should have said a little bit more about Jesus. I hadn't said much of anything. But should have said a little. Likewise, aging women, you do the same thing. Read. You are to help teach holiness. Is that right? Look holy, be holy, act holy. Is holy. Read. All right. You know, I told this in California. I'm going to tell it again. I thought about Brother John, brother thought at home one night. He's about having a forgiving attitude. And I didn't think I needed that. In that sense, right then, you know, sometimes we can think we're all right. You know, well, thank the Lord, I'm able to forgive, you know. And I went right out to work that Monday and did a job for a fella, finished it right, did everything he told me to do, and he said, I'm not paying you all your money. I said, you're not what? He said, I'm not paying you all your money. I said, why? Did I do something wrong? I did a job like you told me. I told you to ask me to do it. I did. I'm not paying you. And the devil come right on the scene. He said, why don't you pick him up and turn him on the top of his head and get your money? That's just like the devil, isn't it? Folks, I got to be sound in what I believe. Turn the other cheek. Amen. There's a scripture over in 2 Chronicles that said something this way. It said, somebody's going to permit you to fall before your enemy. One scripture said, permit men to ride over your head. And sometimes God can do a real good job of it. Look like they just get up there and stay up there sometimes. Amen. And the devil said, just pick the little fella up and get your money. And I would just find myself talking. I said, no, devil, can't do it. Not going to even consider it. I said, sir, if you would please, just pay me what you're going to pay me, and I'll be on my way. He said, would you like me to go to the bank and cash it for you? I said, no, sir, thank you. Just give it to me like you got it. Oh, I'll be on my way. He said, you make me feel like I'm a bad man. Well, I'll leave that with you and God. But, sir, just give me money. He didn't pay it all to me. He gave me what he thought I ought to have. Maybe I did the job too fast for him. I don't know. I shook his hand. I said, "You have a good day, sir." Oh, listen, folks. Aged men, we got to teach these young ones. You can't go out and get all upset and ready to punch somebody in the nose and get up and say, "Jesus love you." He won't hear you. You're going to have to take some things. You're going to have to let folks ride over you sometimes. And you're going to have your feelings in a good place all the time. We can build up in here and say, "Oh, you better be glad I'm saved." Well, what are you going to do? See, that's where I am. I've heard folks say that. "Oh, if I was like I used to be." I'm glad I'm not like I used to be. I don't want to even go back there. See? Teach the younger. Yes, folks going to take your money. They're going to take some other things too. And we'll try to take your crown, if you please. We'll try to take your crown. So getting wind in the jaws ain't going to help nothing at all. Amen. The best thing we can do is humble our heart and say, "Yes, Lord, you know the way that I take." Amen. See, many times we get to preaching and telling folks, "Yes, God going to bless you. He going to do this. Yes, thank the Lord." They be looking, they way up here on high. But what about when he lets you stay down? Huh? What about when he lets you get a knock? What are you going to do with this one now? He said, "I got power to pick you up or cast you down." God is like that. And it's all for our learning. Teach the younger. See? Be sober. Don't get to looking all for the big blessing. "Oh, I got them." When the bottom falls out, where you at now? You never learn how to trust God. Everything coming real sweet for you. Amen. Sound, see? You know, we don't know hardly, you think about it. And I have to say it this way. And I say to you that's not married, that's planning on getting married, you better pray through. We ain't praying as much as we used to pray. Amen. You're pretty quiet right there, doesn't it? Well, I'm married already. And I got a good wife. Thank the Lord. But can you imagine being with somebody that you made a mistake with? Amen. I guess that's one of the worst whippings that you fella can get. But you know something? We are getting, may God help you and I, to recognize our, in all of this, we're going to have to be sound in our prayers. Sound in our prayer life. We don't have a prayer life, we don't have nothing hardly at all going for us. We don't have no time to spend with Jesus, we have nothing hardly at all going for us. Read. Teach the young women to be sober. You know, I thought about it like this, and I mentioned one time. I say, parents, when these young people get married, stay out of it. Amen. Well, baby, if he ain't doing you right, you know you can come on whenever. You stay out of that. You let baby stay right there. Amen. See? We get to making allowances and encouraging. Well, honey, you ain't got to worry. You should do my daughter like that. You, baby, you come home when you want. No, you let baby stay right there and go right through it. Baby, you stay there. We're going to pray for y'all. Amen. We're going to pray God help you out. See? Amen. We get to talk about, "Oh, you can come home when you get ready." I've seen a lot of that happen, and I've seen a lot of marriages break up because of those kind of things. My mom told me when I was leaving home as a young fella, she said, "You can come back to visit, but you can't come back to stay." Praise God. I appreciate that. Help me to be a man. Amen. We're talking about something sound. Young men need to be more sound. You want to get married? You're going to have to take on some responsibilities now. And they're not mom and dad responsibilities. They belong to you. I remember when I got ready, before I got married, I was kind of a young fella, and I wasn't saved then, but I kind of looked around, and my wife's dad had a nice looking house. I looked, and I said, boy, I said, hey, we can stay here a while. She said, no, sir. I appreciate that. Make a man out of me. You ain't going to stay here. You want me? I want a house. Amen. I had to get it too. See? Amen. Don't get pretty many amens. That young folks ought to be shouting. Ought to be shouting. I'm trying to help you out here. Lord help us. I'm trying to help you. Some of these fellas just get lazy on you and they lay down on you. And they lay it up there in the bed and say, I wonder if Father Lord let us hold $500 this month. No, sir. See what I'm talking about? We're not helping them. I know we want to help our children, but when it comes down, he laying back and he started borrowing from you and ain't paying nothing back. What are you going to do with that one? We're talking about something being sound. Let the fellow get him a job. Let him get him a job. Let him know how it comes. I want this. I want that. I want the other. Get it one at a time. Learn how it comes. Don't get it all at one time. And then I got to need this and I can't go to meeting. Is this sound? This is what they taught me. Glory, hallelujah. You want a wife, you're taking on a big responsibility. And all the little ones that come with it. A big response. Sometimes you're the last one to get a pair of shoes. Amen. I'm going to buy me a pair of shoes. And you look down there, he needs one. She needs a pair. He needs a pair. Amen. Well, there it goes. There go my shoes. Amen. Lord, help us. Responsibility. This is sound, folks. This is sound. Aged women. Teach these youngest. Let me tell you something, and Lord help you and I. Young people today, you ever notice their room? Yeah, you notice it. Look like they find every excuse. I'll clean it up later. Oh, it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's still not clean. But I'll get it before nightfall, where it's 6 o'clock, it's time to go back to bed. You still haven't done anything. Ooh, it got quiet on me, yeah. Amen. See what I'm talking about? We're teaching responsibility. We're teaching what's sound. You're talking about the responsibility now. Read it in the Bible. Teach them to love their husband. Be chaste, housekeepers at home. Love the children. That's Bible? We can deal with it, can't we? Amen. This is right. Just every way you look, folks wanted to do. Want a helping hand. Lord, help us. We need God. This is sound, folks. I don't know. Maybe we're in a soft time. You got to make it easy for you. It wasn't easy for me. Aged women. Didn't he? Oh, yeah. See what kind of society we're in? When it comes down to dealing with God, if a man really got God, I'll show you a man that is not going to be lazy. I'll show you a man that's going to have some zeal about doing things with God, getting a hold of things, and taking care of his responsibility and not shifting them on someone else. I have a problem when I see folks shifting something on someone else. Just got to shift it. And you say, I love God too. When the blessing hits, you want to be right in the middle of the circle. Lord, help us. We're talking about sound. And I believe we're getting away, or we've gotten away from some of the soundness. Oh, them the old tradition. Somebody told me one time, that's just old. You know, it's a young generation now. This generation here going on is different, you see. They didn't make them like they made y'all. You know, they throw the mold away when they made y'all. No, that mold is still there. Ain't throwing no mold away. You just get in the mold. Amen. I believe. And somebody said something about we're too smart. I believe many times, I don't know for sure, but I wonder if people go to school just to learn how to avoid. You ever thought about that? to avoid the real main issue. That happens. Is it right? We get too smart, don't we? We get too smart. And then we leave the soundness of what the gospel tries to teach us. How many young men, if you think about it, know how to raise a little garden? Think about it. Don't even know what fertilizer is. A garden, just a little garden, a little greens, a little okra, a little tomatoes. Just a little something that you can look out there and say, I don't have to buy this from the market today. Look at my tomatoes coming on real nice. Got a little okra. Ah. Can you see what I'm talking about? The time that we're living in, gardens are far. If it's not in the supermarket, then you go look at a head of lettuce, $1.29. Whoo, that's too high. Can you see them coming? How many young sisters now that we that knows how to can and to put up the produce that the little hubby grew in the garden? He gathered and bring it in. You know how to put it up. Oh, glory. Where's the teachings? You see what I'm saying? Where's the teaching? All the thing we hear is the fast food. Boom. Popeyes and churches and McDonald's and one thing or another. Just push a button and there it is. Yes, sir. That's gross. They don't know that at all. No, we forget that. That's gross. Woo! Lord, help you and I, see? Folks, we're talking about soundness. Getting back to the place where we can learn to do things. We can depend on God. Learn how to pray things down. Oh, God, can you see? Can you see how we're getting away from the soundness? Teachings, older teach the younger, teach the young ones how to love their, and you know, most of the time, young folks now, young people get a hold of this. Lots of time, they don't want you to hardly tell them anything. Amen. You try to tell them to clean the room. Oh, you always fussing. I'm going to do it. You come back 6 o'clock, you're still not done. Then when they want to go somewhere, ooh, the room is spotless. What happened here? I just thought I cleaned my room today. I guess you did. You want to go somewhere. Can you see the kind of time we're in? But salvation, when it comes to your house, it'll cause you to be a different person. This is Santa. Oh, I'm going to stop it right here. Just a little something to give us some thought. Being sound. Sound in the gospel. Sound in faith. And I say again, I want to say to the older one, oh, listen, tell us what God did for you. You tell us. And I'm going to tell you something. When God began to bless him, different ones begin to hear him. God did what? You know, some folks never heard of some of the things that God has done for us. Brother Charles Taylor, kneecaps turned the other way, backwards. Need to tell that there. God come along and turned the whole thing around. Put his kneecap in the right place. Now, what doctor can do that? Oh, God, these kind of things that I'm desiring to hear to help me to be more sound in what I believe in. And then when we get out and begin to look into God, somebody get up and said, oh, the Lord touched me. Praise the Lord. Just like him. None like him in all the earth. None like him. Sound. I want to be like that man when he said, take up your bed and walk. We can have it. And I want to encourage us this afternoon.
if I've been shaky, if I've been the kind of person that gets kind of a little nervous when sudden fears come, that's not trusting. That's not trusting God. Now, either I know God or I don't know what He's able to do. Now, if I know what God is able to do, then I won't be so soon shaken. If I know what He's able to do, how would I do? I get to know what He's able to do. By getting a hold of God. By getting a hold of God, by digging in His Word, by living a life. Now, I'll tell you something. You know, you and I ought to be closer than close. Amen. If I don't know how to do nothing else, I ought to know how to pray. With all the problems we have many times, we know how to pray. If I don't know how to do nothing else. I thought about the song back, let's go back. My father's praying around somebody. Say, well, we don't need to go back. I'm going to tell you something. There's some things we need to really consider. Because in the time that we're living in the mold of this world, if we're not careful, we'll just fit right with that. I can imagine when we say the old preacher could hardly read. We got some, thank the Lord for some educated preachers. But he said that old preacher could hardly read. Trying to find his glasses, no doubt, to see what he's trying to preach. But still what he said. Send it to you. Had something behind him. Had a life before them that caused people to recognize him. But you and I have a little bit of opportunity. We have a little place we can read. We can read a little bit of the Scripture. Thank the Lord. But it's not going to help my faith any at all if I don't believe it. Maybe this old preacher couldn't hardly read, but he heard the story. And he believed just the story that somebody got up and told. And it gave him faith. But then on the other hand, you and I can read it. And if we're not careful, we won't believe it. Sound in faith. Read that scripture in Proverbs again. 3 and 5. 3 and 25, please. Be not afraid of sudden fear. Neither of the desolation of the wicked. Read on. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. He shall keep thy foot